All right. Welcome to the Spoiler Kings Movie Review Podcast. Finally got a name, man.
Excited.
Took what, like 8 episodes
or so? Only 8.
That's not good. This week we are talking Wrath of Man, which is the new Guy Ritchie, Jason Statham movie. I think this is like their 4th or 5th film they did together.
Yeah.
Them together. So, yeah, I am excited, man. I've been wanting to see this. When I first saw the trailer, I'm like, oh, this looks good. So, I don't know. Did you see the trailer before today?
So, I did see the trailer before today. What's up, guys? My name is Will. We got Tank Kramer. I saw the trailer, and at first, I was a little discouraged when I found out the plot involves armed security. And I was like, okay. And then I really saw the trailer, and I was like, oh, okay, I see a lot of action, a lot of killing, potentially. Yeah. So I definitely got invested after that.
Yeah. I see. Speaking of trailers, let's watch the trailer.
Let's do it.
So if you're watching it not live, it's probably going to be blurred. Most of the time, I got to blur it. So if you want to watch the trailer with us, you got to make sure you tune in live. But I still turn down the sound just in case.
Yeah. So here we have main character Jason Statham plays H.
Which is like right off the bat, it's a lot of action. Like it jumps right into the action, and he joins this armory, like money is, armory that you kind of see everywhere.
Called Fortico. We have Fortico, Garda. Right? We have Brinks, but no. Fortico is the one here, and he has a, you know, your usual suspects type of characters. You have some fuck ups. You have the fake tough guys, and then you have this, you know, this guy right here is his like supervisor or whatever, or his team leader.
Yeah,
I don't know what you want to call it.
I always see him from Fight Club. He's always the guy I remember from Fight Club.
He the one with the boobs?
No, that's Meatloaf.
Oh, that's Meatloaf. Never mind. Okay, that's Meatloaf.
This guy, he's like one of the guys that does Project Mayhem, like later.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. There's Post Malone. Post Malone was in it.
He went on like a badass.
Yeah, he tells him to suck his dick.
And then boom.
Yeah, he's like, you go suck your own. And he's like, bam, or whatever.
There's so many ways in which you can try to rob an armed truck, but walking right out the door and telling him to come out, I don't know how good of an idea that is.
Which is kind of crazy because I don't know if you've seen the viral video maybe within the last week of somebody trying to rob an armored truck.
So that actually happened? No, I didn't see that, dude.
Yeah, dude. Someone's actually viral video.
Was it inspired by this film?
Yeah, right. It was like two guys in the cabin, and you could see them, and then they're just kind of like hanging out, and then shit starts going down, and it was like, damn. So yeah, we'll watch that towards the end.
Okay.
So he's a badass in this film, man. He does not dick around.
Like, it's Jason Statham being Jason Statham. Whatever you expected from him, he's going to deliver in this film. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely him at his best. You know,
a lot of confusion in this film. This film will jump back and forth with the timeline. It'll show you different angles of what happened earlier.
Yeah.
So you'll notice like a few scenes get repeated, but they'll show you in a different way because it kind of just adds on more to the prep or the, you know, of this climax that happens at the very end. We'll get to spoilers, of course. If you guys aren't aware, we are the Spoiler Kings. We're going to drop some bombs here. Don't worry about it. If that's not your cup of tea, feel free to share the stream, but then scroll right past. Don't worry.
Or come back after you watched it already and let us know what you thought of it.
Definitely. Come back here.
But yeah, that was the big thing when I started watching it was it starts off, I guess, because there's like what's happening now, what's happening like then kind of thing, you know? So it's like something like that. So like it starts off like with what's going on now, you know, Jason Statham joins the company and blah, blah, blah. And then like they give him, that was one thing I thought was kind of funny. They had to tell him you have to get 70% to pass.
To join the team.
to join the team, like when it comes to driving and shooting and stuff like that, like overall grade, he got exactly 70%. So I was like, that's interesting, because I was like, that means he did that on purpose. Like, he specifically switched for that score. Like that was, that's kind of, just that alone is kind of a badass move.
It was, but it made me drop some questions. Like, why was he doing this? Was he joining this team on purpose to, like, infiltrate? Which we find out later that it wasn't the case. He was just trying to get a regular day job, right? But trying
no,
to be...
No, he was infiltrating. He was infiltrating. Yeah.
So he knew about the guys that were trying to rob all the money. He knew about them, or had an idea about them, his own team, right?
Yeah. See, that was the part that kind of confused me was, you find out he's like a crime boss. You know, they kept calling him boss, and he's like a badass. He's like a dude in charge, and and I guess his guys, like, called in. They're like, "Hey, we need you to go do this real quick for us." You know, like, you know, the guy that was supposed to do it got hit by a drunk driver, or he got into some accident. It's like, he's not gonna make it in time. You know. So his like second in command kind of guy is like, just do it real quick. And he's like, hey, I'm with my kid. No, you know, I can't. He's like, oh, it's fine. It's going to be just a quick look. Like, you're going to be perfectly fine.
Right.
And obviously he goes there and
everything.
He had to say if the truck was turning right or left. That's all he had to do.
Yeah. Just keep eyes on the truck.
Yeah. So he came out, the truck turned whatever way. I think it turned right or whatever. And then there was a different heist that happened. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's what confused me, was like, so I'm like, so his guys were supposed to heist it, but then another group heist it before his group did.
That was a missing link. That's what it was.
They never explained it. They never explained that part. What's up, Diana? Hey, yo. So they never explained that part of it, because it took a while. So I'm like, wait, I'm like, are his guys going to betray him? Is that what's going on? Like, there was a lot of like, oh, I'm like, oh, they're double crossed. But I'm like, wait, they're not. Oh, he's the bad guy. But I'm like, oh, wait, he's not. So it was very, very few times do movies actually like it's not confusing. It's just like, I don't know whose side who's on.
Right. Who's the hero? Who's not the hero? Who am I rooting for?
Yeah. Who's backstabbing who? Everyone's a bad guy in this movie.
Like, they really are.
It's like one group of bad guys versus another group of bad guys, you know? But that was the one thing I was like, wait, who screwed over who? But then it just wound up being two different groups, you know, just happened to be there at the same time. And
two very professional groups. They weren't amateurs. Post Malone, who made an appearance, he was the amateur. His group of guys that were trying to rob
another group of guys.
Everyone's trying to run, trying to rob armored trucks. You know what? Let me shave my head and fuck around. No. Yeah. But like, yeah, man. So now it's starting to make more sense to me. I was wondering. I'm like, I know they called. Yeah. He had a group of guys, his own group of badass guys. They called him boss, and he was calling all the shots. So he did purposely infiltrate this, you know, armored trucking company so that he could be the inside guy. Little do we know, or little do we find out, that there's more inside guys within this organization from different bad groups
of people. Yeah. Yeah. So that was another thing. Yeah. The Post Malone group that at the beginning of the movie, where it's like right now, what's going on right now in the movie kind of thing. It was like, which is pretty awesome. Cause like Jason Statham, like he did that on purpose. The 70% thing. He didn't want to look like, hey, I am a badass.
Right. He wants to be under the radar, right? He wants to be under the radar.
But then, like, it directly got flipped with the first, like, delivery, and there was a heist. And then, you know, the guy that was the tough guy at work was a pussy. You know? Like, he was a big old baby. Like, when it came to, like, oh, shit, something's actually going down, he was like, oh.
Right? Well, his name was His name was like D or Boyce Sweat Dave or Sweet Dave. Dave. Played by Josh Hartnett, which I didn't recognize. I know we were talking about it earlier, but I didn't recognize it was Josh Hartnett from like Black Hawk Down, right? He's been in a bunch of crazy big films.
Yeah.
Or, I'm a military film. He's a big character, even though he plays a big pussy. Like he plays real tough, and he's like, "Oh, the new guy." Like, "Oh, we should have had." I forgot the one that like hurt him, or I forgot. They wanted like another character to take place of Jason Statham's position on the team, and he's just like all mad and like, "Ah, oh, whatever." And then first day on the job, Jason Statham takes out nine guys that were trying to heist that truck he was on. He kills all of them, like pinpoint shots. I'm talking
Dude,
like
headshots. He did
middle
like
guys.
boom, boom, boom. That was sick. I thought that was sick.
What is it? The owner of the company, of Fortico, which is his armored trucking company,
Yeah.
comes to shake his hand in person and is like, "Hey, good job, son. You keep this up, and you're gonna have your own merchandise and your own blah 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 blah."
That's Josh Hartnett, which, dude, until you told me right before we went live, I was like, "Oh, holy shit, yeah, it is."
Yeah, dude. It was good,
Yeah,
man.
I liked his character.
Right, we had a few of them. We had Scott Eastwood. Scott Eastwood is another major character. Again, spoiler kings. We're gonna bring you the best. Scott Eastwood is someone that he has his own group of guys, and he betrays all of them. He's like the ultimate,
Man, he
you
is a
know,
dick. Well, he was kind of crazy.
to
He
begin
was
with, right?
they start to show all the events kind of, but it's not like you were saying before we went live, it's not linear. So they
Right.
show, this, and then they go back and show a different group, but then they go back and
Job.
show another group. So it's like, because like you said, there's different groups going on at the same time. So
So yeah.
how do you want to, so we'll say Jason Statham, his is the gangster group.
Yeah.
And then Scott Eastwood's group was like the military group because they were all former like military. The guy
That's
that
right.
was in charge there was like a sergeant, I guess, because they called him Sarge.
Arch, they
Yeah.
did.
So
That's
there's the
right.
military people doing a bank robbery, and then there's the gangster Jason Statham group there also doing bank robberies, or not
Right.
bank robberies, armored robberies, the armored
Armor
truck.
truck reps. Yep.
Yeah.
And how do you say, let's break down like
Go ahead.
what first brought Scott Eastwood's character like to be his crazy self. So the Jason
Yeah.
Statham's son gets killed, right? He's watching for that for his crew for a truck turn left or right. And the reason why he loses his son, this is a big one, is he decides to leave his son in the car where he was chilling out, having popping Sunday, and he goes to get like something at the concession stand.
Yeah,
And while he's at
yeah.
the concession stand, the heist goes down, and he didn't know that was going to go down. He was just supposed to
Yeah.
spot the truck so that his group can steal from that truck later. But no, heist was live right then and there.
Like right in front of the car that he parked with his son in. I was like, ah, come on.
The heist members take out his son from the vehicle, and Jason Statham's not aware of this, of any of this going on. He's looking at his part of the mission, and he sees a and the son gets out. He complies. He gets on the ground. He's trying to like not be a witness, so he puts his face on the ground. But he keeps looking at Scott Eastwood's character, and Scott Eastwood, he gets like a twitch in his eye or something. He's like,
Yeah,
"Oh,
he's a
nah."
little.
Little crazy, so
Yeah,
he's
he's
like,
got
"Nah,
that
this
twitch.
kid's gotta die." So he just lights up the kid, Jason Statham's kid.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that
Well,
that
they killed the driver and the passenger of the truck
yeah.
or something like that. Oh, they pulled down his mask. They all had masks and somehow his mask got pulled down. I don't know. I don't remember how. But yeah, then he's like, "Oh, no witnesses." And then obviously his son witness.
Jason
But yeah.
Statham catches the very last bit of his son getting lit up, so he runs up, with no weapons. He's just a crazy man, super badass. He runs up to try to like go save his son, and gets shot up
Yeah.
as well. He gets lit up.
Yeah, like that part right there.
Man, poor dude. That's what a way to lose your son, right? No one
Ooh.
wants to outlive their kids. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Well, then is then the wife or the mom like blames him
That was
for it.
pretty much of
I
a
was
dick
like, "Damn," she goes, "Oh, you're cold-hearted cunt." I was like, "Damn." Obviously have that British accent and shit like that, so it sounds better. But ooh, man, she just flat out calling me. It was, "You are not a good person."
You're the
And
reason why
then
we lost our son.
yeah, and then Jason Statham kind of lost his mind after that.
Dumb
Like,
bird.
well, he gets shot up. Obviously, he lives because it's Jason Statham. And
Right.
then when he comes out of it, yeah, he loses his mind. And then you find out who he is, and it's like, oh, he's like, I thought he was like going to be like a like kind of like something like what was it, the one we saw last week with Michael B. Jordan,
Without Remorse.
Without Remorse. I thought it was going to be something along those lines, like, oh, he's a former military guy, but yeah. It's not. Like, he's like just a badass, and he's a boss of like some gang kind of mob kind of thing. And yep. But he is a cold-blooded motherfucker. Whoo, man. But he has morals. Because there are times when people, like, he starts going through his rampage of, like, trying to find out who killed his son. Yep. And they are, like, going. They even, like, his guys even are like, we've done everything. We've burned Earth. We got everyone. He goes, if we go after any more else, like, we're going to lose any connections kind of thing. Yep. And then he's kind of like loses it. But yeah, they kidnap a guy and then like they're interrogating him and he's like, you know, obviously not telling. And then they bring in the guy's wife or girlfriend. And he's like, all right, we're going to kill her. Yep. And then he spills the beans. He's like, he goes, just kill me now because, you know, my boss is going to kill me. You know?
Yep.
And Jason Statham was like, you know, give him the car and 200,000.
I was like, yeah, right. I didn't expect
that. I was like, what? But then the way they cut it, made me think that his guys didn't do it because the way it was cut in the movie, like
the editing of the camera, yeah, right,
yeah, the editing of like how it switched from that to the next scene and the way the guy was leaning in, I was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, they're gonna kill him anyway, you know, and I'm like, oh, are his guys betraying him? That's when like everything started to like, I'm like, who's messing up who,
right? You know? Some questioning going on,
yeah.
It's hard to trust the character in this film for sure. Let's see who.
The which one?
Big names. It's hard to trust any characters in this film.
Yeah. So this guy, well, I forgot what his name was. Mike.
Yep.
Mike was like his right hand man, and the way they cut that scene after they beat up the guy they kidnapped was, I'm like, oh, he's gonna betray him. I'm like, he's gonna be the Judas of the group, and it's gonna be something like that. But it never turned out to like that, though.
It didn't. It stayed on the same path. Jason Statham was at that point, after he lost his son, he was like, okay, I'm eliminating other crews, and I'm getting vengeance for my son. Yeah, he didn't really say it, but that was just what it was known. You got that vibe that he was just on a wrath rampage. He was pissed.
So there's another part though when he's going through everything. There's this part here where they get into this like brothel kind of whorehouse kind of place. Yep. But then you find out the girls are like young. They don't say what age, but he does ask how old are they, and they said not old enough or something along those lines. You know,
okay.
So that's when he grabs a gun. And just like boom, 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 like you're dead, fuck you. Like, you, like, I was like, damn. So I was like, because you guys don't deserve to live. That's why I was like, he has morals. Like, he's a bad guy, obviously, but he's like, nah, all these guys that are doing shit to these little, you know, girls, like, y'all gonna die, you know?
Y'all gotta go. Yep.
And then the same thing, he goes, give him a bunch of money and, you know, and get him out of here. And I was like to the girls, you know, like, you know, try to like, hey, here's money, go and live somewhere else. So, so I was like, he's not a bad guy. He's kind of like Zemo. I don't know if you watched the Falcon Winter Soldier. It was like, that's fucked up shit.
Oh, he's
justified.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. He has reasoning for his actions. Yeah, I guess. What'd you think of Bullet, the character Bullet, played by Holt McCallany?
I didn't think he was going to be the guy. I was going to say that. I didn't realize until like towards the end, I'm like, like out of like process of elimination, I thought the guy who was going to be the inside man, the guy who betrayed like everybody, was the boss, like the coward manager guy.
With the glasses?
Yeah. I thought he was going to be the dude that sold everyone out. Just the way it was, I was like, oh, because he's playing that whole, like, scared of everything, but then he's not going to be at the end. He's going to be like this, you know, but no, he was a pussy. He was a coward. The entire, he's like, no, hide.
It's against policy. Don't do yeah. that.
That's why I'm like, gotta be the guy that's like, nah, I'm fucking this place over. But no, he was just a big coward the entire time.
I was half right when I thought it was, I don't see him on this class list. Where are you? Sticky John. Oh, Sticky John.
Oh, yeah, Sticky John.
I was like, man, this guy, he's got his position taken away. And he was so thirsty for that position when Jason Statham has like his first day on the job. Mm-hmm. And then they all have drinks and play pool afterwards after their shift is done. Yeah. He gets all butthurt and he's like, hey, what's up, man? You want me to buy you a drink? And Jason Statham's like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. Like, I'm playing pool.
That was one of my favorite scenes. not violent. It was just like smart ass comments.
Oh yeah, man. The banter between them was hilarious. He's like, yeah. He's like, here, let me buy you a drink. And how about you you drink it over there?
Yeah. I was like, that's awesome, man. I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
That's some bar justice. But he would be real nosy and he was all up on his like his person. He was trying to take a pool shot. Jason Statham was trying to take a pool shot and he was in the way. He kept putting his stick on dude's belly or something.
Yeah, that is like, nuts, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, what I liked about when they redid the scene later from Jason's point of view, or not Jason, what was his? I forgot what it was, the boss.
The boss?
Yeah. H. His point of view was like, when he gave him the money, he stole his ID tag, and he was like in there, you know, like when he checked out, he always stared at the clock, but he was really looking at everyone's ID and taking pictures and shit. I was like, oh, dude, you know. Well, what about Dana?
Dana had a nice. I thought like so. Dana gets interrogated, right? Because Jason Statham is like just breaking on everybody and trying to find out who everyone is. Yeah, so he ends up. he was a biology, right?
But I think he did because they were both in bed.
Oh, they were in bed. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. He goes to her crib and like in the middle of the night or something and like has a gun ready and he's like asking her like about herself and why is she doing what she's doing and
she got a bunch of money.
She does.
And he wants to know why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because then that made you think she was the inside person. I'm like, right. She got all that money because that's her cut kind of thing, you know? So, right. But yeah, I think, because they were in their bed, in her bed. And then, like, they showed him, like, you know, arms behind him, but staring. And then it cuts away to somebody else. And then they called him, like, oh, I don't trust him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and then it comes back, and he's not in the bed anymore. And he, like, throws clothes on her. He's like, yo, just come in the living room. And
she's okay.
Like, come in the living room.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he, like, it's like, and then was messed up, like, telling her, like, if you didn't give me the info, like, gave her pictures of her family, like, oh yeah, you know, I'll kill them all. I was like, damn.
Yeah, dude, he's got a heart, but bro, he knows how to turn that motherfucker off.
Yeah. His wife said it, man. He's cold-hearted.
Cold-hearted.
Yeah. I was like, oh, she's gonna be the person, but then she wasn't. You know, she wound up being I don't want to say a stand-up person, but you know, not being the betrayer.
Right. Yeah, she was just doing her job, not stingy with her money, just a regular civilian, if you want to call it, right? She's just a regular civilian.
Just working.
In the end, she kind of gives aid to Jason Statham while, like, the last heist is going down. And the last heist, let's talk about that a little bit. Yeah. That was the grand scheme of heist. So when you think of robbing an armored truck, right, you're only going to get about a few thousand, maybe $10,000. They can't hold that much, right? So if you're thinking like, oh yeah, let's take all the armored trucks. No, they thought, at least Scott Eastwood's people thought, let's rob the actual armor trucking company facility that holds a shit more money. And while on Black Friday, which is the perfect day because
it's like Black Friday, most money.
It's the most money that's going to be held there. And most companies are in the process of, you know, being busy and bringing some of that money to these retail stores. So they're not 100% with their security, which kind of shows that later in the film.
Yeah. Did you remember how much it was? Was it like 150 million?
Yeah.
Something like that, you know.
That's something.
And they were going to, Yeah, and well, that's what they kept saying. They were cutting out the middleman, and they were going straight to the source on this one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the military guys, I guess they kind of Guy Ritchie really put them off as like all assholes. Like they were all of them except for the Sarge, who was like the leader of that group, was yep. like they're all assholes. They're all like, I'm a warrior. I'm supposed to fight, not supposed to like watch daytime TV. It was like like. But you know, and then Clinton and Clint Eastwood, Scott Eastwood, yeah, he had scars on his face, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then he was always like chewing something, like always had a toothpick in her mouth.
Yeah,
and then yeah, he was just kind of he was the wild card, I think they called him.
There you go. Yeah. Definitely the wild card. He made some questionable decisions. Killing Jason Statham's son, he didn't have to do that. He really didn't. That kid was in shock. He's not going to name faces, or he's not going to, you know, identify anyone. They would have gotten away with it anyways if they yeah. didn't shoot him.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, after he killed the two guards in the car the first time, you know, they you see that, like, that's when the switch, he kind of, like, starts, his eyes starts to twitch, and he kind of grins a little bit. And then that's yeah. when he walked up to the kid, or the Doug, I think Dougie yeah. was the son's name.
Yes.
And then, like, just sees him, like, kind of peeking, and he's like, oh, you fucked up. Bam, bam. Well, he put in, like, what, six shots or whatever? A few shots?
Yeah, it was like that. And then, like, the worst places, too. Like, they were real well-thought-out shots. He got his liver, his kidneys, his fucking...
lungs and heart.
Lungs and heart, yeah. Like, he made sure he was not going to get up.
Yeah. Which that like, kind of becomes a big thing. We know that because
later like, on,
later on in the ending, you find out where his son was shot at.
Exactly. Yeah. The last heist, which is the reason why I have this background, is the last heist definitely reminded me of a GTA heist type game. Right. Yeah. This whole film, 100%. It kind of definitely gave off vibes of Grand Theft Auto. What are you doing, Grand Theft Auto? You robbed armored trucks, you get the big money, you fight off the cops, you get like what, 5 stars? If we would have saw like that HUD, I swear, like I would have not realized it was GTA.
Yeah, the SWAT coming in, man, the helicopter chasing him. It was GTA 5 all the way.
It was, yeah. Man. I wouldn't mind seeing a GTA Grand Theft Auto. I'm sure they could make something like that in the future.
I mean, that's pretty dead on, man. And then they just added, you know, the sprinkle of like revenge on top of it. It was GTA and then add the revenge storyline on the top.
Which brings me to a question. Do you think we could have a future Grand Theft Auto film if this one's doing so well? This one's number one at the box office for being in the pandemic. It's passed up Mortal Kombat. It even passed up our anime that's been doing so well. Can we, you know, you got the numbers, or can we look up the numbers real quick for
I think for this when movie? I checked, it was like 8 mil. 8.1 Yep.
And then Demon Slayer is still at. I thought we had the numbers, or I had the numbers here. 37 million so far, but opening week one it was 2.9 million, right? Yeah, theaters. Yeah. Mortal Kombat, 2.3 million. So this one's doing pretty well. I mean, at this point now, so this film, right?
Well, globally, overseas, it says it made 17.6 mil. Because obviously it opened up in China, and you know, China has like 3 times the amount of theaters normally as America does. So.
Right. I mean, to watch this film, you have to watch it in theaters. It's not right now. It is not available on any streaming services, as opposed to Mortal Kombat, which came out on HBO Max. Yeah. So if you're able to go to theaters, great. You can see this movie. If not, you got to wait. You got to wait till it comes out streaming, which definitely brings me to think that I guess theaters nowadays are kind of saying it's okay to come back if they're not, you know, opting for streaming as well. They're really trying to get you back in the theater, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, Marvel put out that, thank you theater or whatever thing that they did where they, like, hyped up all their upcoming movies. Mm-hmm. It was like a thank you to movies or a thank you to theaters or something like that. So I felt like it was definitely like, hey, AMC, we're still cool, right? Kind of thing. That's what I felt, because there was so much shit going on, you know, with the movies coming out on Disney Plus AMC was mad, you know, so now like things are gonna start kind of becoming normal again with, you know, everything kind of getting back to normal. So I felt like Disney was like, hey, we're cool, right? Like, because we got a bunch of movies coming out this year.
Get ready.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, I think it's fine. Yeah. Theaters are definitely pushing it. But I think also, if they do something like Nobody, where Nobody was like in movies for 2 weeks and then it came out streaming like after 2 weeks, I think we're going to still see a lot of that.
Okay. You think that's going to be still rolling out like that with the future films, at least for this year? You think so?
Probably for this year, you know, maybe you start. Yeah. For this year. Cause so many companies made plans for this year already.
They did. As far as like vaccinations, right. That's the big reason why we don't have, movies in theaters too much is because obviously the pandemic and not everyone is getting vaccinated. I kind of hope that movie theaters, and I know this sounds bad maybe on my part, but it's my opinion. I kind of hope that movie theaters will have like a vaccination like entry, like hey, if you're vaccinated, cool, you don't got to wear any masks, you know, come in, do your thing.
Yeah,
don't, hopefully they enforce that a little bit more.
Yeah,
if we're gonna bring people in, that's person good. Gotta be safe.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, I think they're still doing the distancing too. So like all the theaters are like half capacity and then they make sure everyone stays away from each other. Oli said, what's the next movie that we're reviewing? The Snoo Saw movie. I think that's what's on the list.
I think so. Spiral. That comes on May 17 or May 16. I look forward to that movie. You looking forward to that movie?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Like a spinoff, right? A little bit.
It's a spinoff. Called Spiral, and I think it's, yeah, some kind of spinoff, but yeah, it's like Chris Rock is in it, Samuel Jackson's in it. Like, I'm like, okay, like I haven't seen anything with Chris Rock in a while, so hopefully it does well. But yeah, they were definitely a I gotta look at it, but I think we're doing that next week. But yeah, I mean, this movie was pretty good, man. I liked it, you know, especially I knew what it was. Guy Ritchie, Jason Statham.
Yeah,
I think high action that we've been watching lately is just kind of what's being thrown at us because it's easy to digest. Everyone's gonna like it.
No,
you know, it's just kind of like it's simple. It's simple movie kind of thing. High action, good graphics. Depending, you know, Godzilla versus Kong, you know, stuff like that. Like this, yeah. I just want like Jason Statham like doing what he does. You know, like. Going on a killing spree. Yeah.
Hell yeah. He's so good at it. I feel like, especially for like this summer coming up, we're really testosterone driven for all these movies that are coming out. Yeah. I don't see much hype for like comedy, romantic comedies or dramas, a little bit of drama, but like, I don't know, man. I've just seen nothing but action. Everyone's so cooped up in their homes with this whole quarantine or this whole pandemic. I should say, we're not quarantined anymore, but with this whole pandemic, that I feel like we need a change in I guess emotion. We need to like just get waking up. So this is a good way to do that.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Just like, because like you can go see movies like The Father, which is like a great movie, you know, but it's not going to bring the crowd that a Guy Ritchie, Jason Statham movie is going to bring it. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, watch this crazy, you know, violent action-packed movie, or you wouldn't watch, you know, Anthony Hopkins with dementia. It's like, you know, like, I mean, one's a great movie, you know, but it's also like this is what's gonna be in the box office, you know,
for sure.
You know, so yeah, I feel like
Jason Statham gives hope to guys like me who are like losing their hair. I could be badass, bro. I might just shave all this off. Fuck it.
Yeah, just get it. He's got that weird that old man.
He does, but he rocks it well. He rocks it well.
Oh, he does.
Not to get too much into his image, but like, man, something about like he reminds me of if you like drive down Humboldt Park and you see the Puerto Ricans with the same haircut and the wife beater, like that's he makes that look cool. I don't know, man.
Well, he was also a model before he really got into acting.
He was a model, he was a Olympic diver for England. You hear about that?
Yeah, that's right. Was he an Olympic diver? I know he was like a professional diver.
Okay, maybe not Olympic. He was on the team. He was on like the country's team for England for diving. Yeah, he's very talented. That's why he's always up with his fitness, man.
Yeah,
very rarely you'll see him with a gut. You'll never see just.
Oh, yeah, no. He what else was he? There's like the rumor he did like a porno, didn't he?
I did hear about that too. Very he was briefly. Like in a porn.
Yeah. I mean, the dude is, he's not like jacked, you know, he's just really ripped, you know. That's why I think like him and The Rock in the Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Oh yeah,
like I enjoyed that. It was just stupid action, like action that doesn't even make sense, like the Fast and Furious action, you know, like cars getting shot into space, like what? But yes, I still want to see that, you know.
Yeah,
that's but it's like you have this big jacked monster of a man like The Rock, who's also charismatic and is witty and funny, and then you have somebody like Jason Statham, who's like got the you know, the not that one, see, because it's not an elegant British he has more of like the dirty British accent, you know, but he's also like thinner and stuff, but I don't know, just like the two together were such a good movie.
Isn't there like a part two or part two coming out? Did I hear
it? I think so. They're the
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. Because if Idris Elba is obviously gonna come back, and he's gonna be part of, because he's gonna do what Fast and Furious did. It was like, oh, we were enemies, and now you're part of the crew. And then it's like Dragon Ball, dude. Dragon Ball does that all the time. Like, we were enemies, but now you're fighting with me on my side. And now he's the bad guy. And
then we fight the greater evil.
Yeah, and then but the greater evil always becomes a good guy. Like, after somehow they beat him, it's stupid. So that's what's going to happen. Like, Idris Elba is going to be part of Hobbs and Shaw. It's going to be Hobbs and Shaw and, you know, Black Superman, whatever his name was. Well, because that's what he called him. He goes, I'm Black Superman. I was like,
oh, he did say that.
Yeah.
He did
say that. He's a badass.
Fucking name. That's pretty good, man. Where do you rank Jason Statham on list of action heroes, right?
Ooh.
Where do you put him up there?
Of like modern day action heroes?
Let's go as far back as like the 80s. So let's include like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Because that's hard, yeah. Because you got all those guys.
Stallone.
Anybody in the Expendables is like up there. But, you know, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, those guys created that genre, you know what I mean? Bruce Willis, you know, I mean, the action genre today wouldn't be what it is without them doing what they did in their movies, you know what I mean? So that's why I was like, it depends, because those guys are like the classics. Like you're never gonna get a movie like that anymore, you know?
No,
because now they're all a little different. They're more Fast and Furious esque, like, you know?
Yeah.
Where before, like, Rambo was just kind of like simple story and then a ton of violence, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, the Conan the Barbarian was like a buttload of fire. I don't even remember what the story was about. I just remember, you know, Schwarzenegger in a loincloth and a big ass sword. Like,
you know. Yeah. I want to say, like,
he's up there. Jason's out there.
He's up there, right? I feel like if there's a Hall of Fame of action heroes, he'd be up there for sure.
Yeah. Because if you see his name on a billboard, you automatically know what kind of movie it's going to be.
Yeah.
You automatically know what kind of movie it's going to be. It's so hard to like put him in anything else. With The Rock, like somebody like The Rock, if his name's on a billboard, it can go either way. You know, it probably won't go romantic. But it can go like, it could be a kid movie, or it could be a high action movie, or it could be a funny, goofy movie, you know, kind of thing. So it's like, you don't know what you're going to get with The Rock. Jason Statham, you always know what you're going to get with Jason Statham.
True. He does get a lot of shit for like his acting ability, which I don't think he's a bad actor. I don't think of that. I think he's kind of typecasted as the shoot 'em up guy. And I'm okay with that. I'm not I'm not disappointed by the fact that he's like that. Someone like and I hate this guy so much. Someone like What is his name? 21 Jump Street. I can't think of his name.
Magic Mike, dude.
What's his name? Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum.
There you go.
Doofus face. Him. He is someone that he can't act. Like, you can't give him a different role because he's going to play the same role.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people put Jason Statham out to be, as like, oh, he's going to be only the action guy, which he is. But he's also very good at what he does. Like, yeah, maybe he's typecasted as that guy, but he's so witty. His delivery of his lines are always just so funny, man. Yeah. Like, you can't get better than Jason Statham for his role. Yeah. His role.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum? Oh, definitely. I would replace that dude in so many films, dog. Except for, like, Step It Up or Step Up or something. Yeah, he could dance, but Jason Statham, he's very witty. He's smart. People don't think he's smart. He's really smart. And he knows how to carry a scene. He knows how to take up, like, if he were to do, like, what do you call
it? He can carry it enough where you're like, okay. Obviously, I don't think he can carry, like, a romantic comedy or, like, a serious romantic film. I don't see him doing something like that, you know. But, like, the dialogue in the action films, he is good for that. Like, you know, especially like this movie, it was a very monotone, level-headed guy, never showed any emotion. I think the only time he showed emotion is when he saw his son getting shot and he was running. Besides that, he doesn't there's no emotion in him, you know. He's very just level-headed the entire time, and I was like, that works for him perfectly, you know.
He's focused. I want to say he's more focused than emotional, because he's got, I mean, I wouldn't say he has a lot of emotion, but he's definitely like, he's not blank headed, right? You know that he's looking at this, or he's on a mission to do this. He always has a purpose in the film instead of just being purposeless or emotionless.
He's got
like three emotions, probably. He's got like chill mode, berserk mode, and everyone dies mode, probably. Who knows?
Yeah.
But he does them well.
He does them well. They're like, but they're all like kind of the same. There's slight variations with them. Because like when he went berserk mode, like it was like, all right, he was huffing and puffing, and he was like, he was working, you know, like, but then there's also like berserk mode here. Like here, where he just starts killing, and he's not even doing it. He's like left, right, bam, 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 bam. You know,
he's like what I would envision the Terminator, but in human, like actual human form with no robotics. That's him. He's just man on a mission.
Yeah, yeah. See, but like something like this, I can't see Arnold doing it. I can't see Stallone doing it. I can't see Bruce Willis. Like, I can't see somebody that have to do this. Like The Rock, he can't do this. He can't pull off, stay cool, monotone, and level like the whole time, and then have your big burst, and then you're back to your like normal. I can't see them be like that, because they always have to be larger than life kind of characters. They have to be this big thing. Where Jason Statham, he's like, oh, I could be 70%, and then when time comes in, headshots, like, and then back down to 70%. You know, like, and that's what like. This character was like perfect. Like that's a perfect example for it. It's like he's always gonna be here, but then when he gets pushed, he's gonna, you know, be 100%. But then he's going back down, you know. Yeah. And he's the perfect guy for stuff like that, you know, because he did it. He was like that in Fast and Furious. He was kind of like that in Hobbs and Shaw. That's like what he's really good at, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen his older films with Guy Ritchie? Have you seen Snatch?
Snatch.
What's another one?
Lock, Shock, and Smoking Barrels. Two Smoking Barrels.
That was like his first big breakout film, no?
98. Yeah.
I gotta watch that one, man. That one looks
good. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's like he did three short videos, and then he did Lock, Shock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Mm-hmm.
He did Snatch. I'm looking at other stuff. Mean Machine, I don't remember. The Transporter, obviously, that's the one that really...
That put him on the map, right?
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Because that was such a cool kind of thing, you know. Like, you had video games that were kind of doing stuff like that at the time.
Right.
You know? And then he was the bald guy, you know, Hitman was like this bald guy with the thing. So it was kind of like it all happened at the same time. It was kind of perfect for him.
He was going to play Hitman. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
He was going to play Hitman before it went. It was going to either be him or it was going to be, shit, who's the other ball? Oh, Vin Diesel. But Vin Diesel turned it down. So ended up going to the third guy, which I forgot his name. But he did okay. He was all right.
He did okay. It wasn't. I think the movie, no matter who was going to be in it, wasn't going to be good.
Yeah.
But he did the Italian Job. Remember? I don't remember that in 2003. That was a really good one. Yeah, Transporter 2. I'm looking at all his like other things.
Always the same haircut, man. He really rocks the bald look.
Yeah,
really does. He does not give a fuck. I mean, I guess you can look however you want when you can whoop everyone's ass. I guess that's the theme here. Because look at like Jackie Chan in his old days. He fucking looks weird, and he can whoop anybody.
He doesn't look like a guy that should do the things he does. Exactly. He's just a normal guy, and the next thing you know, he's like 10 stories up the building. You know, so he's not like jacked. He's not ripped. He doesn't show off any muscles.
Oh.
But he does all this crazy shit, which is like, it was awesome for him, you know. So yeah.
What do you think is next for Jason Statham? You think video games are in his future? Do you think he could play in a GTA 6? Oh, wrong way. GTA 6 type title? I think he can. I think there's more.
Oh, that would be so good if they do like a GTA 6 and it's like, and it is Jason Statham, you know, and they do something. Yeah, I could 100% see something like that.
I would be behind it for sure.
100%. Yeah. Super, super. Like it fits his MO like perfectly. Like, just this crazy guy. Just give him a cool story. It's just hard. Like, I don't know if you have you played GTA 5, the story, all the way through?
Not all the way through, I played it.
It is the story, the single player story, has got to be one of the best stories in like video games altogether. Like, obviously, God of War's up there, Final Fantasy 7, you got all that stuff. But like GTA 5, what they did with the story mode where you switch between three different characters.
That was cool,
man. And it all blends together perfectly. It was such a good story, you know. And then obviously the online has got its own, you know, thing going now,
right?
But yeah, if they can do another really good story and then throw like, you know, Jason Statham in it, you know, like have the character look like him, sound like him, have him voice it and all that stuff. That'd be epic.
I wouldn't even be pissed. Let's say you don't put Jason Statham as the main guy in Grand Theft Auto. Even if you played like a side bad guy or a side like anti-hero, I'd be pumped, dude, just to see him in there. I wouldn't even be disappointed that he wasn't the main guy. Because I know you could give the main guy to anyone, really. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of times with GTA, they like to put unsuspected, like, you know, or I don't know if you call them heroes, but main, you know, protagonists in their titles. And you don't think they're going to, but no, they end up being real, real cool. What's his name?
Trevor. That's when you had Trevor. Oh, man.
Trevor's a fucking crazy, crazy dude.
Fucking nutball, man. Yeah, but even Franklin, you know, he was like somebody who was just like no one. And then like his story built up, but he also had all his shit going on too. But he was working for a lot more money. It was just really, really well done. Man, if they do something like that with Jason Statham, he's a side character, main character, that'd be epic, man. I mean, fuck, throw it in London. I would love to play GTA 6 over in London or something like that. Come on. You know, and just have everyone British. Because then you could do all those stupid British insults.
Yes, you can.
100% I am down for that. Get the fuck out of LA already with that. They're always in LA.
Yeah.
It's always LA or New York.
That's true.
I was like, nah, man, go to London. That'd be cool, man. Just give a bunch of British actors, you know, voice actors.
Let's be real. That'd be epic. The British are taking over the acting industry anyways. If you look at any big role, right? Rick Grimes, English actor. You look at
Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man. English actor.
Loki. I think Loki.
Yep.
Yeah.
Idris Elba. Like, everyone that's from... did you know this? I didn't even know this. That in England, they are really big on acting. Like, to the point where in high school, you're already, like, on your way. Like, you're making your decision in high school that you're going into theater and all that. Like, they get serious. Very serious. In Chicago, you'll look, we have these improv little spots here and there. No, over there, it's like how Texas takes football so serious. That's how they are with it. Yeah, dude. Like, football is religion in Texas, bro. Yeah. I swear it is.
I mean, I get it, man. There's this, yeah. I mean, like you said, every big movie has a British guy in it. Whether he's most likely not playing a British person.
Most of the time not, yeah. Too,
but, yeah, I mean, with Jason Statham, I don't think he has the acting range to do an American accent. Which is fine. Like,
Can he? Can he do an American accent? I kind of want to see that. That'd be a little weird to see him like that, but.
Because even when he does voiceovers for cartoons, it's still Jason Statham. Like,
true.
It's like, you know it right away. Like, he did that Romeo and Juliet one.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He was in that, and I was like, right away, you're like, Jason Statham.
Yeah. He played a Call of Duty character and as his own voice, pretty much.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So
sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. But we'll get to some of the ratings. What do you give this?
Let's see. For this rating system, let's use if you think it was shit, 1 out of 5 gunshots. The best being 5 gunshots. Just bam, bam, bam. Killed.
5 headshots. Yeah.
5 headshots. So on this rating system, I want to say if I were to give Wrath of Man, it's really, man, hardcore film. Out of, are we doing 5 or 10? Doing 5 gunshots?
We'll go 5. Yeah.
Out of 5 headshots, I think it gets a solid... Solid four, only for the fact that I kind of like the whole non-linear part of the story. Mm-hmm. When you have an action film and it's just start to finish, you know, shooting, oh, action, drama, shooting, action, drama, it can get repetitive. Yeah. So yeah. I kind of like when Guy Ritchie does the whole, like, hey, let's show, you know, the setup for these scenes, and then let's show it again, and then give you more insight onto the plot. And it really, like, shifts the whole, like, plane. It's like a 3D plane of what they're trying to do. And I like that. I like when directors get creative. I like the action sequences that are in this film. Amazing, amazing action sequences. And just the overall humbleness that Jason Statham brings to a film while being badass. It's unmatched, at least for me it is. So I definitely give it 4 out of 5 headshots. What do you think, man?
Man, I gotta keep it around. Because 4 is like, man, it's a really good movie.
Right.
3.5 is like, yeah. Man, I gotta go somewhere like 3.5. Ish.
Okay. I can understand that. What do you think so? What do you think 3.5?
It was good. I really enjoyed the movie. It was a fun watch. But it's all been kind of done before. Mm. You know, okay. It's like it's the same thing. It's nothing new that any of us haven't seen. Right. I'm trying to see what Dean Richards gave it. I'm always curious to see what he did.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
what could you change or what could you bring to the film that would earn it?
That would have changed it.
2.5 stars. Yeah. What do you think could? What would be the game changer? What would be the X factor? What do you think? Bigger names in the film would do that. Do you think swapping out some of the cast? I mean, I kind of like most of the cast except for.
I liked most of the cast. I think I liked all the cast. Like
really. Jeffrey Donovan, he was okay. I think you could have replaced him. Mike, I can't replace him. He was actually pretty decent.
I like the guy who played Mike.
Yeah. Daryl De Silva.
Was that who?
Post Malone.
He was surprisingly good.
He was all right, man.
He didn't have a big role, but. Yeah.
He had about like, what, 5 minutes of screen time maybe? But he made probably an impact. I remembered him at the end of the film. I was like, oh yeah, the amateurs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, maybe I'm trying to think what they could have done to really made it. The one thing it was at the end, it was this big climactic robbery where they were robbing the warehouse kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Jason Statham really wasn't in it that much.
No, he wasn't.
Which kind of like, I think that's what bothered me the most about the movie was the inside guy told him he's the inside guy. That's how you find out. And then he's like, hey, just let them do their thing and we'll all go home alive, kind of, you know. And then
it was a lie. That was a lie.
Yeah, which is a lie.
They planned to shoot Jason Statham right after they finished everything.
Uh-huh. I know. But yeah, there was just I don't know. It was like he was on the ground for a good chunk, and then he has maybe a few minutes of him being a badass against everybody. But besides that, it was like all the other workers in the place, like Dana and Josh Hartnett, you know, like he went out at least kind of like a badass. I don't know. It was kind of going back and forth because he was told like, don't fight them. And he listened. And then, you know, but then he's like, I'm going to fight them. And then he gets shot, but he had the vest on. I'm like, oh, cool. He's still alive. And then fucking Bullet kills him. I'm like, ah, oh, man, why'd you kill him? Like,
I know, that kind of disappointed me.
Yeah,
I
mean, so
I think it was necessary to leave no loose ends, because that was the whole thing. It was Scott Eastwood's character was just trying to, he was going to be the king finally of all the heist squads, and he thought he won. He thought he was king. He got away with it all. He used, you know, his boss's plans, and
I mean, yeah, he did get away with it.
He finally got away with it. And then Jason Statham, being him, a badass, was like, nah, you ain't win this time, with his little badass voice. And then he fucking kills.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mind. It was just like, I wanted more of him in the final action scene. Because it was kind of like, they're like, oh, we're going to let everyone else kill each other and beat each other. And Jason Statham is going to come in and do his thing at the end. You know, because I think he put a phone in the money bag.
Oh, he did. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so because then when Scott Eastwood, you know, after he killed everybody and he's home drinking and he's got all his money, the phone starts ringing. It was a song too. It was what song was it?
Shit.
You know, I can't remember what was the, but it was like a song where you're like, uh oh. And, oh, it was the Valkyrie, Valkyrie one, that.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and so that was going off, and he gets the phone, and then Jason Statham's there, and kind of, you know, he's like, oh, here's the death report of my son, and you shot him in these spots, so I'm going to shoot you in those spots. Yep, that was awesome. But I was like, I didn't get enough Jason Statham at the end. I wanted Jason Statham to take all of them out. Like, he's going to kill him.
Right.
The percolator. If it was based in Chicago, then yes, it probably would have been. But yeah, I wanted more Jason at the end. I wanted him to take out everybody, you know, and it wasn't. It was like all of them taking each other out. And then he just finished it off, which I was like, that's what disappointed me the most. Was
okay.
So I liked the scene, the end, like all the action, but I wanted Jason to do all of it.
You want him to play his role as cleanup man, right? You want him to like really clean up the
street. I wanted to get the full revenge. He got his revenge, but
it wasn't fully enough.
Yeah. Okay. What are we talking about? We're talking about Wrath of Man. The new Jason Statham movie.
If you've ever played Grand Theft Auto Heist, that's what the movie is. That's what it is right there.
It was exactly, because even they like go through the tunnels. That was the one part that was so fucking stupid, was when Sarge was setting everything up, and the guy was like, he goes, oh, there's tunnels down there. And Sarge is like, oh, they wouldn't know about it. They haven't printed those since the 50s. I was like, So no one's gonna fucking know that there's tunnels underground? You're a dumbass. That's the stupidest fucking thing ever. It was like,
it's literally like, what? Yeah, the SWAT team is supposed to know shit like that.
Yeah. I was like, what? It was like, because it wasn't printed since the 57? I was like, that's so stupid. They're like, oh, no one's going to know about that. What do you mean? No, you know about it, and you're nobody. Like, what?
Oh, man. Yep.
But obviously, that was just kind of get the movie going. And then they get, like, there's eight, there's four-wheelers in the tunnel so they get to their other car. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought that was stupid. Like, oh, there's tunnels down there. He's like, oh, no one's going to know about that. What? Like, that's so stupid. But yeah, that was not, that wasn't too bad. So before we go, so yeah, so that was my thing. But I mean, we're always in the same kind of area, 3.54. Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. Though, the audience loved it. Audience gave it 91%, but the critics did not so much. Gave it 67.
I wouldn't give it a 91.
I wouldn't give it a 91. No, nah. But see, the critics said wrestling and wrestling just enough stakes out of its thin plot. Wrath of Man sees Guy Ritchie and Jason Statham reunite for a fun action packed ride. And that's that. It's basically what it is, man.
Right.
Basically what it is. It was pretty good. Pretty good. It was fun. Like, if I know my girlfriend don't want to watch it, she doesn't like these kind of movies, but if she's like, hey, I want to watch it, I'm like, cool, I'll sit down and watch it again, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you would watch it again. I would watch it again. Yeah, I would definitely watch it again. Would I watch it in theaters?
Oof. Yeah. Well, technically, we did go to theaters to
see it. We did. But, like, would I watch it in theaters again? I would say, yeah, just because.
Would you tell other people to go to theaters or wait till it comes out? It'll probably come out in the next at least 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks from now. It's going to be out on Vudu and all the streaming places, kind of thing.
Hell yeah. I think it's worth it. I'll put my money. Maybe I'm just biased because I like Jason Statham, but I think it's worth it to watch this one in theaters on the big screen. You know, when I think of theaters, that's what I'm thinking about. I want to see a lot. I want to see just the grand scheme of action here and there. And I like to see all the details and the guns. And so, yeah, I would watch this in theaters again for sure.
Yeah. I would tell people, like, if you want to go to the movies, like now this weekend, you know, with it being nice out and stuff like that, and you want to go see a good movie, I would probably go see this. In the theater, you know, go recommend you to go see it in the theater, because some of the last ones that came out, Mortal Kombat, I mean, plus it came out on HBO Max at the same time. That wasn't, I didn't think it was movie quality, like theater quality, anyway. Well, that's what we, I think, yeah, I was like, streaming was perfect for that one. This one, I would go to the movies. I would recommend people go to the movies and go see it. It was worth it. It was worth it, you know, especially theaters are kind of half empty right now anyway. So you go out there and watch it.
Really own that mother, right?
Yeah. See, so then a few other things was, I was debating before, like Wrath of Man. I'm like, yeah, it was going to be cool. There was another movie that I don't know if you saw it. It's out on Netflix. It's The Mitchells versus the Machines. It is good. It is so good. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll do that instead of Wrath of Man. I'm like, we'll do Wrath of Man, you know. It's obviously very kid friendly, so you don't have to worry about that.
Really with Eric Andre, it is kid friendly.
It's kid friendly. Yeah, it's nice. it's made for kids. Eric Andre plays like a I'm trying to think of what's the Apple guy.
Steve Jobs.
He plays a kind of like a Steve Jobs, Elon Musk kind of character, you're like, here's the tech, but the tech is taking over the world kind of thing, you know.
Okay, so makes sense.
It did really well. So it's 89% audience and 97% on the tomato meter.
Damn.
Really, really, really good movie. And I was kind of going back and forth between Wrath of Man or this, and I was like, I think Wrath of Man was going to be better. I honestly, the Mitchells versus the Machines was probably a better movie for me, because I really, really love that movie. I really love that movie. It being 97%, I probably agree with it.
Damn,
like, I a movie check it out, that right. was near five, like five stars, that would probably be a near five star movie.
Animated,
it's on Netflix. Animated film.
Okay.
Danny McBride is the dad. I don't know if you know Alex Hirsch. Alex Hirsch is he did Gravity Falls. So there's
Okay.
I don't know if you ever watched Gravity Falls. Obviously, no, I'm wearing the hat, you know, from the main character.
True.
It's on Disney. It's on Disney XD or something like that. Really good show. Okay. Oh, I love the show. Yeah, but this one was like, yeah, it was just the cast was great. The movie was just so much fun. So much fun. I highly recommend watching The Mitchells versus the Machines. Because at home. You can just do it at home, man. Netflix. And
hell yeah.
Good movie, man. Super fun. Super fun movie. I loved it. I think it'll be good for kids too, because it's like the old man doesn't get what his young daughter is doing on YouTube kind of thing, you know? So you know, it was good. It was really, 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 really good.
Okay. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring that up, because I know that was a movie that came out this past weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
But good, man. I would watch it. I think kids are gonna love it for sure. Obviously doing well in theaters.
Okay. Did you want to make that next week's film, or is Spiral still? Spiral comes out this Friday. This Friday.
Yeah, Spiral comes out Friday. Hey, you know, we can do Spiral. Whatever you want to do. If we want to do the Mitchells or Spiral,
let's do the Mitchells. That's too much.
Maybe.
Nah, that's too much.
Like, two movies in 1 week, more like 30 minutes each. But I mean, it's a simple movie. Yeah, really cool, good with the kid movie, but I loved Mitchell's versus the Machine.
Loved it. Okay, if you're really putting all your marbles in, then yeah, let's do that one next week then. You wanna do that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I seen it. I'll watch it again for sure.
You watch it again? Yeah. Okay. If not, we'll talk more. We'll talk more. But
yeah, we can always do another one maybe during the week or something like that if you're down.
Okay.
Something like that. We'll see.
Shizzle.
But or we could just do Monday. We'll figure it out. But for sure, we'll do one Monday, either this or the Spiral.
Let us know in the comments. Let us know what you want to see.
Yeah, we'll is Spiral only?
In
theaters too.
That also is going to play into part if whatever choose true that.
Spiral. I think it's only. Where to watch it?
Amazon Prime? Nope, not Amazon.
Is it
Amazon?
I was like, is it?
I was gonna say that'd be nice, but no.
Yeah, that'd be too good. I think it's only gonna be movies. The theaters.
So. Francis was. I'm looking at the wrong Spiral. What the fuck? Okay. Anyways, yeah. Okay.
From the book itself.
If we can find the time, Sweetie, to watch Spiral, then we'll do it. But if not, we're gonna go with our first pick, another movie. I want to watch Spiral. I know.
We're going Sunday. What are you talking about? We're going Sunday. Ah, there you go. There you go, man. You're already going to see it.
My life is predetermined all the time. Yeah.
That's all I get. But yeah, man, if you got a free night, you want to watch something with with the whole family, the kids, and the wife, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Is a really good movie.
Mitchell.
The Mitchells versus the Machines.
The Mitchells versus the Machines. We got to watch that with Angel, okay? Kid friendly movie. Okay. Yeah. Down. Oh, yeah.
Trailer. That's really. You can't hear it, can you?
Oh, no, I can't hear it. But I have seen a little bit. I haven't seen the film, but I've seen little clips of this film.
Yeah, it's like it's goofy. The dog is a little goofy dog. Oh yeah, it's Sony Pictures. So it's the company that did Spider-Verse. And you can kind of tell it's kind of very similar animation kind of style.
That's
A little different. They do a lot of like pop out kind of stuff at you.
cool. Okay.
But yeah, it was good. A bunch of famous people, John Christy Teigen and John Legend are in it.
Dope.
yeah, there's a lot of famous people. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, something else to watch.
Okay.
But yeah, either yeah, next week I guess we're gonna do Spiral if you're already gonna go see it.
Guess so. Yep.
So, but yeah,
Cool.
I know Army of Dead is coming out soon. We're gonna probably do that one, and maybe Cruella. I don't know,
Oh,
maybe Cruella.
Cruella.
I think that comes out at the end of the
Cruella
month.
with the Dalmatians? That Cruella?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, what's her name? She's gonna be she's Cruella. That's like a how she became Cruella DeVille kind of thing.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I can't think of the name. That's okay.
I know.
Great.
Yeah, dude. She's from Superbad. I always
Emma
picture her from Superbad. Bad. Emma Stone.
Stone, there it is.
Yeah. So I don't know, but we'll see if we want to do that one or not.
All
But
righty.
cool, man. Any last ideas, thoughts, whatever you guys have?
Any final thoughts? Follow us on social medias. You will find the links down below after this is posted. Feel free
Yeah.
to, join us on our journey as we spoil the shit out of every single movie. Good movies, though. Good new releases, for sure.
Good releases. And then also don't forget to follow us on some of our other podcasts that we do. So every Monday we're going to be here doing Spoiler Kings movie review. Tuesdays, Fredo and Brian, Penny and Grizzly, where they talk about Chicago Bears football stuff. Wednesdays, Mark and Martin do a Dynasty Pylon, which is more fantasy football, but the Dynasty and IDP twists of fantasy football, which are for like hardcore fans. And then Thursdays, me and Fredo, and then whoever kind of joins us every Thursday. And then Sundays, we have the Morning Spike, where it's a bunch of us that do fantasy football, NFL news, and stuff like that. And we're from Chicago. I cannot wait for this football season to start, man. With Justin Fields, all the stuff
You
we
won.
got. Oh man, this football season is gonna be fun in Chicago. But and then also, if anybody hasn't listened to this past week of the Did We Just Become Best Friends podcast, Alfredo is out on vacation, so it was Brian was filling in, and we had a plan of talking about all these things, and it turned into drunk story time. We were talking about all these drunk stories. Like we went in, and Martin was listening. He came in like special guest and was giving us a bunch of drunk stories that he had as well. So
Hell
that
yeah.
was something that went off the rails, and it was a good time. It was funny, hearing like alter egos that come out when you're drunk and stuff like that. So that was a fun podcast, man. But yeah, man. I want to say thank you guys for all listening. Follow Will on TikTok and all the social medias, links in the description. Follow me and all my stuff on Twitch and stuff like that. And don't forget to subscribe and like to this page. Thank you guys, and we'll see you guys next week.
Later.